Or with recurrent, sort of deep-seated ruts of suffering in monks. Have you ever seen the need to recommend them to sort of alternate modern therapies or medication? Or have you sort of been able to completely trust the training and just, if as long as they're kind of willing to stick with it, that seems to actually really cure it? Or have you ever seen it necessary to kind of send them to a psychotherapist or...
Well, the thing is, absolutely. Because sometimes, because we're not trained psychotherapists. We're not trained. And there are certain, habit patterns that are really deep-rooted that some people aren't able to use the practice, use the Dhamma to help themselves with. It isn't as if meditation and Buddhism is a panacea for all suffering. I don't believe that at all. But there, I can remember being quite idealistic. And then having to deal with people who were like truly psychotic, you really get an appreciation for Halidol. We were having people flip out at Wat Nanachat, pretty regularly.